Okay, so it's 4 p.m. That means it's time for office hours with Prime. So drop your questions in the office hours text chat, and we will get them answered in turn. Reminder for this week, we are recording this, and it will be uploaded to Sounder, which will then transcribe it. Still working with how that will work. I had feedback last week to the developers of the application. Their transcription editor is a bit weird, but they are working on it. Once that's fixed, I should be able to download that transcription as a VST file, which is a lot easier to format than the current presentation on Sounder. But hey, we're working on it. The idea is just to like automate as much as possible, because automation is cool. I've noticed that it gets me when I mispronounce stuff, it gets them completely wrong. So I gotta like concentrate on pronouncing stuff appropriately. So I don't see any questions in the office hours text chat. So please drop them in if you have questions. If not, I'm just gonna sit here and make funny noises occasionally. Of a particular note this week, it was a small change to my modern plugin policy. The only change there was just a small clarification on the sort of GitHub reporting. It's not a requirement, it's just a request. Like, if you would like, you can drop your GitHub, drop your links on GitHub to the mods that solve a problem. We do encourage it though. If we don't know that your mod is solving a problem, then we can't fix it. Ideally, if your mod is solving a problem which lots of users face, I'd love to actually include it in Neos Actuality. A good example there being the inspector alignment fix. So I think it was RT that made that one originally as a mod. I then implemented it into Neos Actual, and we got it fixed up. So it was good to see. So Monik is speaking about the controller mod that disables tank controls. That is a perfect example of something that will go into the new settings panel. For those unaware, on our roadmap is the settings panel. We'll be reworking the settings panel such that we can fit unlimited settings. You know, the like unlimited power GIF. Just imagine it with like Fruxus' face. And if someone would like actually edit this, I will love you forever. I want Fruxus' face on what's his face, Darth. Forgotten his name. Palpatine. Emperor Palpatine. Yeah. Fruxus' face on Emperor Palpatine. Change the lightning to yellow and then unlimited settings. That would be the new settings panel. And the new settings panel will allow, you know, just unlimited settings. And at that point, it'll basically be like, what do you want a setting for? Cool, it's implemented. Now, it won't be fast depending on what it is. We still have to write code for that setting. But the idea is that we can make settings for that and sort of do them. There are a couple of things which like the modding community know are just Booleans, and they're like, why can't you just put a checkbox on the settings screen? If you look at the settings screen, we're out of room. We're just out of room. We can like shoehorn new settings in, but like we're just taking the stance, hey, let's redo the settings thing. Because like, remember, all work takes time, and we don't want to do work that we can undo. Have to undo, and the settings panel is something we have to undo. So tap dancing, I guess. I see no other questions, so I'm going to sit here and look at all the emails that are coming in for me, because I'm having a busy week this week. We have a question. I'm so happy we have a question. Keep them coming. So Specs asks, speaking of mods, I currently use a mod that makes my inspector match my user color. Very handy for organizing when there's a bunch of people building together. Any thoughts on places where user color may be useful in general? I'd like to see it as many places as it makes sense. It, like, we could use it on other panels, like logic panels. We could use it on just sort of all sorts of things. For those who are unaware, the user color is a facet which is available in NEOS Essentials, which changes a cloud variable, which is sort of like your selected color. I wouldn't say favorite color, but lots of people do make it their favorite color. The new default headset and hands avatar will then use that color for the sort of color of the headset and hands, so you can customize it. And you can tie into it. It's a cloud variable that anyone can read, so anyone can take a look at that and sort of be like, cool, I want my inspector to be that color. The important thing, though, with colors, being that I'm slightly colorblind, is that you don't use it as the single like descriptor of who something is. Like, if inspectors have the concept of being owned, then maybe put their username in the title bar or something like that. We don't want to just say, like, cool, stop, Prime, that's a red inspector. That belongs to Specs. You can't touch that inspector. Like, I don't, like, maybe I don't know it's red. Like, you know, it should be clear. It's good for organization. It also lets me sort of identify that one person who has an inspector 2 feet to the left for the exact same object, but opens up another one anyway, because, you know, they like that one better. I do that all the time. Don't worry. Everyone does. They're like, cool, I know there's one over here, but I need one over here. And yeah, it's fun. There are some times where I have to, like, stop when I'm building and I close all my inspectors down, and then I become really just, like, prescriptive about them. I'm like, okay, I need one for this, I need one for that, because otherwise I'm just juggling them around and it's just, it gets chaotic. Like, when I was doing the MMC voting system again this year, I just sufficiently needed 3 different locations, but kept using, like, the, you know, location 1 for location 3 and swapping it around. And so I just had to stop, close all the inspectors and say, like, okay, this is the location 1 inspector, this is the location 2 inspector, and this is the location 3 inspector. Now, I could make copies of those by grabbing the top of the inspector, the slot, and then primary triggering, and that would make a copy of it. Fantastic. But important thing being that those 3 always existed, so I could quickly refer to them. I guess that's maybe a sort of signaler that inspector-based shortcuts for a session might be a good feature. But hey, roadmap, new inspectors, tap dancing monkey. Sarusio here has a great question. Sarusio asks, I'll toss one out there to fill the silence. I haven't found a lot of good NEOS-based guides or tutorials on logics nodes or maths related to transforms, vectors, Cartesian coordinates, 3D space, etc. in NEOS. Is there a good starting point you could recommend for those of us who have forgotten what we learned in Trig or don't do game development as our game job? I don't know, but I'd actually recommend you look at the problem from a game development point of view. For example, instead of worrying, like, here's one that I came across in making a game many years ago, was I needed a 2D missile shot from a spaceship to angle itself towards the player spaceship and, you know, crash into it. There's actually a lot of maths in that. And instead of, you know, learning trigonometry from the sort of, you know, Sokotoa, let's do 50 exercises based on Sokotoa, I just Googled that exact problem and got the mathematics for it. And I learnt the mathematics for it in a sort of reverse point of view. Like, I learnt the solution using the problem. And then by learning the solution, I learnt the generic math concept there. You're looking for A10-2 if you want to do that. Something to do with, like, the rotation compared to the, like, blah, blah, blah. I also really want to relearn trigonometry. Using tau, which is 2 times pi, rather than Pi, because Pi is kind of silly. If you learn it using tau, it's a lot easier. I also want to learn trigonometry using radians rather than degrees, because I hear it's a lot easier to work with radians. For those sort of, I want to say fixed in your ways, I don't mean it negatively, I just mean like this is how education teaches you it, so it's understandable. Doing rotational maths using degrees is actually harder than it needs to be. Doing it in radians is apparently easier, and the reason behind that is that radians are a float-based sort of arithmetic system, whereas degrees are like, well, 360 is, I've got to go back to zero. Whereas like radians, you can just keep going, stuff like that. So it makes some of the maths easier, but it is sort of like rip out your existing knowledge and put in new knowledge to learn it. You can't, you have to just sort of like forget what you know, I guess, a little bit. In my public folder, in utilities or tools, I don't remember which, there is a three-dimensional cylinder, which maps the color values of RGB onto a cylinder. Not RGB, yeah, RGB. No, a huge saturation value, yeah. Because I was trying to explain the concept of how color was a three-dimensional number. And someone didn't understand that, so I made it into a cone. But I couldn't get the maths right, and I was using degrees. And Earthmark came in, and he just converted all the maths to using radians, and it was like half the nodes. I don't know why. Like every time I look at it, I'm like, that makes sense. And then I pack it, and I forget instantly. There's a number of things in life that are like exactly like that. Like someone will explain it to me, and then I'll just instantly forget it. The one that comes to mind is like the difference between in military, between an enlisted officer and a commissioned officer. I still don't quite understand that, and don't explain it to me. I'll forget instantly. It's just a plague of my life. Every time it becomes important for a conversation, I'll relook it up. Another one being voltage. I don't understand what voltage is in a circuit. And again, don't explain it to me. I'll forget. I would have had a lot better time learning electronics if I just accepted that voltage was a thing and I didn't question what it was. Same goes with languages as well. Like I had a lot of struggle learning languages because I'm like, well, why does like, you know, French, German, etc. Why does each word need a gender? Why does it have a gender? Who decides what the gender of it is? If I just accepted it did. Like sometimes in education, there is like a warranted part of just accepting that you are given this knowledge because you need to learn it. Not in maths though, screw maths. Like I learned maths so much easier in 3D. I've actually considered doing this. I know that Tom Fox is trying to do it and looking at tools to help them do it. Teach and tutor using NEOS to describe sort of mathematical constructs and stuff. But I was wondering like if I could branch out my NEOS tutorials to just like pure mathematic tutorials, like lesson one, Pythagoras theorem with prime. And like it would be in NEOS and look like a NEOS tutorial, but it would actually be learning like core math, and therefore like someone who might not be interested in NEOS itself would still learn like core math from that tutorial. Like as an example, I was never given like this picture when Pythagoras was explained to me. And so I didn't understand what squaring a number meant. But here it's quite easy to see, right? You get, when you square that number, you get the area of that square. So the area of square A plus the area of square B is the area of square C. And you're just like, oh, that makes a lot more sense. And you can actually do that with like squares. If you've got like a unit square, sometimes the angles get funky, but you can like fill it up. At a museum, there's a demonstration of Pythagoras which uses water. So you have a triangle one way up, which is the A and B side, and it's got two chambers full of water, and they fill up to show the area of chamber A and chamber B of water. And then you spin the triangle sort of upside down, and it drains the water from chamber A and chamber B into Chamber C, and it fills up to the fill line in Chamber C. And again, that was like, that's how Pythagoras works? Cool. And you could totally animate that in VR. Like, because that's not even mathematics at that point. That's just like, you know, if you had the containers, you could get like, you know, a cup and like explain Pythagoras using a cup of water and a box. Yeah, here it is. It's not the same rig as in the museum. It looks like a homemade one, but it's identical. Spec says, I've heard that sometimes you just have to learn something in the simple but slightly wrong way before you have the knowledge and understanding to actually learn it in the right and fully defined way, which can be annoying, but you... It can be annoying when you want to, say, teach someone how to do something in Nier's the best way, but it might be too difficult to understand without having soaked in Nier's long enough. That is a good description of the problem I continually see, which is when someone in this Discord asks about a question and they're trying to do it in logics, like they're trying to change a Boolean using logics, and someone goes, just use button toggle! Just use button toggle! Button toggle! I'm like, they're trying to learn logics here, so could we please Boolean latch just for now, and then maybe suggest, hey, if you'd like to learn a way to do this without logics, button toggle! Starting with just like, yo, stop what you're doing, throw it all out, it's wrong, use button toggle, not a good way to learn. Grinch says, would be great to have text description of each item in Logic's browser and some sort of hint. That is on the roadmap for our UI rework. You can check out our roadmaps on the GitHub. Much, much, much more in-game documentation is planned on that roadmap. That's actually meant to be what I'm doing, but I do a lot of other stuff. There's a lot of actual mathematics that can be explained using geometry, and I really do like that. I don't remember what video it was. Actually, I do. It was Veritas Theorem or something, and they were explaining quadratic equations using squares. And again, I'm just like, maths was never explained to me visually like this. When I see a squared, I'm just like, Retrozvok asks, I see some FPGA named DLL in Nier's files. Are you seriously using real FPGA stuff inside Nier's? That's an example plugin. I think the source is available somewhere. It's very ancient. I don't know if it still works. But it's an example plugin which was written by Outsider. For those who are like, Outsider does nothing! They wrote that DLL. They also wrote a lot of the pass-through outputs from many nodes, such as write, you know, the on fail that comes out of write when it fails to write. That's Outsider. You know, the delay that has like two impulses, one which is when the impulse started and one which is when the delay completes. That's Outsider. Anyway, the point being, that is an old extension to Nier's as a plugin. It provides FPGA simulation via logics. I don't know how it works or what it looks like. I've never used it, but we're not doing real FPGA stuff. It's a simulated FPGA. For those who don't know, that's a fully programmable gate array, and it's like cool, but it's really subjective for its use. Particularly in NIRS. I mean, you can do like a lot of, field programmable. I'm now on the Wikipedia page. Haha. It's basically for, like, you know, when you need control over the actual silicone, that's what's doing the sort of, you know, flow of your program. You can use an FPGA. You shouldn't need to use one in NEOS, but there are a lot of cases where NEOS stuff exists to sort of teach other subjects, at which point it's like, sure, go for it. Player Cody has a question. Player Cody asks, I was looking through a tutorial about making an image indicate someone is looking at their belt menu inventory. I was looking to see if a GIF was possible, but the other video regarding making a GIF in NEOS was classified as outdated. I was not sure if making a GIF is possible. So the GIF tutorial I have is like really a joke that I don't suggest doing. I just don't suggest using GIFs. I understand that like GIFs are prolific in sort of Discord and stuff like that, but like most places don't even use GIFs these days. Like here it's a I've just posted a GIF in the chat. It's a ferret that runs and then falls over. That's cute. Let's take a look at it. It's usually an MP4 or like, you know, it's often not a GIF. And the reason is like GIF is a really old format. It has kind of bad compression and stuff like that. There's much more better fragments and things to use, and so NEOS itself doesn't have GIF support. It's not because of that, but it is one of the reasons why we haven't prioritized it, is because there are other better formats available. So you can't really use a GIF. Retro just said APNG. Yeah, APNG might be a better thing. Animated WebPs. You can even do animated JPEGs, I've learned. MP4s is like, yeah. Zeko says 30 megabytes for a GIF where the MP4 is cut in half by like 90. Yeah, GIFs are just like, there's a cultural problem about them, right? Where, you know, when you want a funny image, you use a GIF, but like the format itself is usually not suitable. I do think eventually we'll have GIF support, but right now we don't. Going on to speaking about ways of doing it, you can follow the outdated tutorial. You'll just have to sort of adapt to knowing it's not good. The two ways of doing it are to stack the GIF frames on top of each other and go through them with a Boolean switcher. Do not do that. That's terrible. The other thing you can do is turn that GIF into a sprite sheet. That happens a lot for badges. If you want to use an animated badge, using a sprite sheet is a really good way of doing that. You turn the GIF frames into a sort of grid of sprite sheets, and then you iterate through them using UV Atlas Animator. I have a tutorial on both of those. You can find it on my channel. Just search for UV Atlas Animator. But GIFs are kind of like bad. But hopefully we'll get them one day. Shadow also asks about MPNG. Yep. All the formats that aren't GIF are probably going to overtake GIF completely at some point. NEOS doesn't support APNG either. Like, just do the sprite sheet method, do the Boolean switcher method, or use a video. Or, and this comes up a lot in the sort of material world, create mathematics or some sort of animation that matches what you want. Like, I've seen people that wanted, actually happened a lot, which is why there's a rainbow shader tutorial on my channel, which is named Rainbow Shader, because someone kept coming in and they were like, I want a rainbow shader. I want my shoes to be rainbow shader. And I said, well, if you change what you're asking, we can get you a rainbow shader. And they're like, no, I need a rainbow shader. And that's why I put it into the search terms for that video, rainbow shader. It's a material where we animate the color property and it turns rainbow. There's also that one, I believe it's in NEOS Essentials Materials now, which does like exactly what all the rainbow shaders for VRChat do, using an image that scrolls. Oh, I missed a question. I'm terribly sorry. I'll jump up to that. Retro asks, speaking of DLL, since DLLs are Windows only, how will there be extensions on other platforms? We use Wine. And then Specs has answered it, which is, yeah, .NET and things like that can run it. Additionally, on other platforms such as Linux, we use Mono. If you run Neos using the correct like flags, you can load in the DLLs, and it doesn't matter. Like the Neos will take care of loading the DLL. It doesn't like need Windows. Linux support is something we want to improve. We actually want Neos to be on any platform as possible, Mac included. Like basically, like we want Neos running on as whatever we can, like phones, yes, you know, whatever, basically, whatever we can, whenever we can. Check the roadmap. Retro, that's a question that is better served for Microsoft folks, of which I am one, but that's better served for Microsoft folks that aren't in this Discord. They're asking about .NET and XA running telemetry data to Microsoft. I don't know. Ask Microsoft. So we have another question here from Crusher, who asks, are there plans to have a Neos format of sorts so items and avatars can be exported with the functionality? Yes, check the roadmap. The tentative name of that is .neos package, but we are looking at the ways of doing that so we don't confuse the world. Like, I would hate to do that and then people suddenly realize, like, oh, Neos has Unity package support. It's like, no, like, the complete opposite of that. It's just a tentative name, Mr. Electronus. We have tentative names for like a lot of things. You'll see written sometimes references to Gene X. I'm like, is this like DNA editing in Neos? What's going on, Fruks? And Fruks is like, oh, that's a Generation X, like, and it's for generation code. So it's things like, you know, more procedural meshes, more deformed terrain, stuff like that. But a lot of Gene X got merged into sort of procedural mesh framework, but it would probably include terrain deformation, etc. There's also Business X, which was meant to have sort of more of the like business logic stuff in. But again, that kind of went into like Pro and stuff like that. There are like a lot of holdovers from just workflow not being updated for a bit that we need to work on, such that like old projects don't exist or don't get copied over. They aren't doing anything wrong. They just don't need to exist. So shrug. The naming convention for Neo stuff is basically just like who like, you know, the name of the DLL is just needed for like 1 second. Doesn't really matter. So it's just like, that's why it got an X on the end. There's a question here, which is from Zeko, which is Neos planning on phasing out Unity in the future? Yes, we're looking to go to our own approach, probably using some sort of third-party rendering solution, but something that we're in more control of. Forge and a bunch of other weird names are being looked at. Check the thread, which is linked for more information. So we have another question here from Retro, who says, I'm working on desktop functionalities within my VR chat avatar, like head pats, hugs, laydowns, play space height, third person camera, etc. Will these things be in Neos so I don't have to do that in Neos end? And will that be de-Googled on Android phones, Linux, and BSD. Noticing a pattern here, Retro. I appreciate the commitment to your privacy. All of those things exist and work regardless of desktop. We have systems that allow for head pats. They can count the number of head pats that you have. Laying down, we have a pose system. I believe that can be used by desktop players. Play space height is controlled by various factors, but you don't usually need to edit that. Please don't edit. Like, there are settings inside VR which I wish people wouldn't fiddle with. Like, as an example here, Neos in its settings panel has the height. It wants your height. Like, I don't care, like, if you think you're 6 foot tall and you're actually 5 foot two, put in 5 foot two. Like, that's what you're meant to put in there. If you want to be bigger in the world or smaller in the world, use other mechanisms, please. There's things like default user scale, the scaling tools themselves, scaling things by parenting, all sorts of stuff like that. They're what you're meant to use. As for third-person camera, as Froppy points out, yep, FI for third-person camera. If you want a feature in your desktop mode, ask if we have it. We usually do. If we don't, it can go on the roadmap, or in most cases can actually be built by the community. As for our plans for phones and Linux and other platforms in the area, I don't foresee them requiring any Google stuff. We're just going to launch on whatever platform we can, whenever we can. Yeah, that's the one that we get a lot. It even happens on VR chat. So as Linker is saying, like, people complain that tracking's wrong, or like, you know, full body tracking doesn't make sense. And then I ask this in VR chat as well. I'm like, well, what height did you enter in the height setting? And they're like, oh, I entered 8 foot, so I'm really big. And I'm like, no, like, especially for full body tracking, it needs to know how tall you are, so it knows how tall you are, so it can do the mathematics about where your leg is, not where your avatar's leg is. It's like a formula, you know. It's like you plus your tracking points plus avatar settings. Equals good full body tracking. But people are just like, okay, that means I'll edit what I am. And it's like, no, you can't edit your height. Like, you that's not how it works. I see we're at time. So Fuzzy, if you have questions, go for it. Otherwise, everyone else, actually Electronus, if you're typing, go for it. Otherwise, no more questions. I like when I call people out when they're typing and then they immediately stop typing. Yeah, I'll just ignore your question, Electronus. Wearing shoes and full body tracking is always weird. Shouldn't affect things that much, particularly because the trackers, if you are wearing shoes, like, it goes on top of your, like, the arch of your foot, which means that, like, the heel step usually doesn't get included. All right, that's all we've got. If you have other questions, please feel free to ask in the Discord, ping me, read the wiki, read the roadmap, etc. Let me know what I can help you with. Spam me in DMs, and I'll speak to you again next week. This will be up on Sounder shortly, and I'll take a look at the transcript, which will probably be terrible, but who knows? We're experimenting with stuff. Jazz hands!